The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Empty Faces, an all-new entertainment experience. We'll talk about it in just a little bit. Find out for yourself at EmptyFaces.com and get 10% off your first box when you use code GHOST, all in caps, G-H-O-S-T, all caps for that promo code. Can you stop the evil? Code GHOST at EmptyFaces.com. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online was the identity of a shadow man, that of a young man's father who passed away years earlier. How did a mother and child dream the exact same horrific scene at the same time? And a ghost has fun with nail polish late at night while the inhabitants of the house she haunts sleeps peacefully. Those stories and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost story with us. We would love to hear it. You can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or even email your audio file. Send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Sean Reed joining you for today's episode. And how are things in your world, Sean?
Great, grand, wonderful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. Glad to be a part of it.
Now, you are, you're not coming to us from your normal location in Arkansas. You're in the grand state of Colorado today.
Mile High City. Enjoying it.
So what's going on out there?
Yeah, so mid-March-ish, a friend of mine said, hey, got this wedding in Denver coming up end of July. Would you be my date? Sure, absolutely, cool. Booked the flight, and then last Tuesday, shot me a text, hey, ready to roll? Completely forgot.
Is this a friend that you've been in contact with, like, since they asked you if you'd go with them, or was it like, hey, we've been talking since we booked this?
I mean, a few times, you know, you have those friends that are in your inner circle that you talk to as much as you talk to your family, your coworkers daily, weekly. And then you have your bit lower tier of friends where Facebook, if you notice they're online on Messenger, you'll, hey, how are you? Glad to see you're still alive. That's kind of where she's at. So I don't feel too terrible, but it's one of those things where, I don't know about you, when you travel, I'm more of a last minute traveler where I feel a bit stagnant, want to get out of town. So on a Wednesday, I'll book a trip for the weekend. So many months out, that is not necessarily the norm. Hence, I forgot, but it's all good. The flight ticket still worked. And here I am in the grand state of Colorado.
So if it were MySpace days and you had to have the, remember the top 10 friends that you would, you know, people would constantly move around. And
Tony, you've always been in my top.
I'm not asking about me.
If you Google far enough, and it's probably still up there on MySpace pages, you're you and Tom are two of top.
I'm not asking about me. I'm asking about the person that you're going to the wedding with. Would they be in the top 10 friends?
She may very well have been in the top 8 at one time.
Yeah,
but
like,
it's, I mean,
like in the era of MySpace, would she have been in the top 10 at that point in time?
You know, I may or may not have changed my song on my profile page for her once, but it's a situation where I think when you grow into adult life and you have friends of the opposite sex, that it's not a situation where you want to date them or are dating them or have dated them, and you actually just have platonic adult friends. She's great. It's just she does a lot of traveling. I'm in a different part of the country. Life happens, and so there you have it. So but I made it.
If you did change the song for her back in the day, when MySpace, what song would it have been changed to? Would be the question.
You know, on the top of my mind, if you can picture yourself watching an episode of Friends, the intro song would be.
That's romantic. That's a way to a girl's heart.
I'll be there for you. Clap, 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 clap.
So if you could go back, let's say MySpace was still a thing and you could change the song today, would it be something like, do that to me one more time? Da, 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 da. Who sings that?
I'm thinking,
to me one more, once again. You know, that, was that Roberta Flack? I don't know.
I was going to say, something from the attic of one Lionel Richie.
Okay.
Hello? Because I haven't seen her for a while. Is it me you're looking for? Yes, actually it is.
Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue, but let's go to Denver and watch someone say I do. Yeah, there you go.
So there you have it. I'm actually going to reenact that on the reception dance floor, and I'm going to thank you for the idea.
That'll be wonderful. I can't wait for that to go viral. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your ghost story with us. Let's go to our first story. It says, I'm running to tell you about my own experience with a shadow person. It happened while I was sleeping one day. At the time, I was 18 years old and babysitting my six-month-old brother. My father was working nights, and my stepmother was working days, so they needed some extra help with the baby. I had just gotten the baby to sleep. He was lying on my chest, and I turned off the TV to take a nap myself on the reclining section of the couch. I was sitting there, and I heard my parents' bedroom door close. I also heard footsteps walk down the hall towards the living room where I was with the baby. I immediately thought to myself, Dad's awake. That's weird. I should let him know I'm awake, too. But when I tried to open my eyes, just couldn't at all. I felt weighed. It started to scare me because my mind was consciously aware of what was going on around me, but my body was stuck. I managed to barely get my eyes open enough to see shapes in the room. I could make out the TV, bookshelf, window, etc., and felt my dad sit down on the couch next to me. I tried with all my might to turn my head towards him so I could let him know I was awake, and when I finally did, I could only see a shadow of a man, no features. He was looking at me, and I was still struggling to open my eyes all the way. All of a sudden, my eyes flew open and he was gone. I started to panic because I had been so sure that it was my dad coming to say hello and check on me and the baby. I immediately called my mom to tell her what happened and also so she could calm me down. I've always been a believer in the paranormal, and sensitivity runs in my mother's side in both men and women. I have many other stories to tell, but I thought I'd start with my own. Thanks for reading. Love the show. Sincerely, Kayla. I'm going to say there, Kayla, that really just sounds very much, for the most part, like sleep paralysis. How about you?
Yeah, I in past episodes, you always wait for the curveball. I was awaiting where when she talked about not being able to move, she was actually going to say, but that's not the worst part of the story.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, I think that is something that you don't overthink it. You just realize that many of us, we wake up, we have the terrifying moment that we can't move. It sounds as though your standard case of mild freak out, nothing to be too disturbed about.
It's one of those things where if it's never happened to you, it's pretty scary. And I think there's a lot of folks who tune into the show initially because they had an experience like that and they're going, oh my God, is this paranormal? So that probably did reach somebody going, oh, that's all that was. Not necessarily paranormal. I mean, there are some cases where it seems the two intermingle, but in that one, I would say for the most part, probably really just sleep paralysis. And let's hope that it stays with that being the only experience. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hey, Tony, I've written in a few times, and I don't think I have heard any of my stories yet, but I'm still making my way through the backlog of episodes. And I paused the current episode to write this in. I'm not sure if this could possibly be a dream, but I heard it here, so I would like to share it here. I'm listening to the episode Rec Site from May 2nd. You opened the show by talking about a dream you had about a beach, and it was super steep down to the water, almost like a dune. Here's where it gets super creepy for me. I have the same dream as far as scenery goes frequently, only in my dream, I'm on the beach and I'm walking through all the happy beachgoers looking for my family, and I see many different families all having fun and having picnics and swimming in the water. Suddenly, the water starts to draw back further and there's a massive wave coming towards the steep beach. I'm then running to find my family while everyone else is just sitting there. I'm yelling at everyone to get off the beach, and finally I find my two children and mom, and we're running through the hotel lobby just as water starts crashing into the beach. Usually wake up around this time. Been having this dream for years now with so much frequency. I remember what the hotels look like and the smells of the dream. About 6 months or so ago, my daughter, she's six, comes to me and describes her dream of the massive wave at the ocean and how mommy was very scared. I was amazed when she explained this dream to me that matched mine so closely. Now, to hear you had a dream where you see the same scenery, how bizarre. I wonder if there's anyone out there with this type of dream and what it could mean. I got to say this. I don't recall ever sharing that I had a dream like that. So I'm wondering if she caught an episode where I was reading a story of someone else's account and thought it was me sharing an account. I don't really think it was me. But there's certainly that's a weird thing when two members of the family have the same dream. Have you ever encountered anything like that?
No, I was kind of a bit confused there where she was talking about that, where she said she had your dream that you've had. I have not had a situation like that. It's more of the you dream something and it seems so vivid and so real that the next time you see someone, for example, a coworker or someone, that you almost want to ask them, hey, did we really do this and this and this and this?
Yeah.
Because the dream itself was so, but sharing a dream, I have not. Have you a situation like that?
No, not where both people had the same sort of thing. I mean, it's common where if there's something stressful or something going on that's affecting a lot of people, you know, to have, you know, a violent dream or a dream of a nature of the same feeling where, oh, that was an upsetting dream or that was an anxiety provoking dream. But to get down to the same sort of thing where the water is coming up the beach and, you know, mommy was scared, like almost, you know, the other perspective of the same dream. What does it mean? I don't know. I think you're going beyond almost meaning there at that point, and you're going into what's going on for two people to have the same exact same experience in a dream. That's certainly
in her case. I believe it means if you have that vacation upcoming, do not stay at the hotel that is on the beachfront.
No beach hotels, essentially. That's the lesson of it. Unfortunately, usually it means something a little more deep. But, you know, it could very well be that way. I think the scary thing would be is they get excited for a vacation. They're there. And all of a sudden, oh, my God, this is that hotel from that dream. I mean, what do you do?
Well, after you change your pants, because I think that is a restroom having to go moment.
Yeah.
You catch your breath and then you ask for a room on a high floor.
Why do you want to move your room, sir? Well, both me and my daughter had this same dream.
Listen, Phil. Is it Phil? Your name takes as Phil. You just started here. You're still in orientation. Okay, I'm not going to go into the depths of the deepness of this holy crap moment, but you get me a floor on this room on the seventh floor. I don't care if it has a beach view. Just it needs to be up. It needs to be up. We forgot our floaties at home. We need to be high.
See how well that goes over as they escort you out of the hotel.
Security. I don't need security.
All right. Before we go back to another story, you guys got to check this thing out. It's I've never seen anything like this, and I'm really getting into it. It's called Empty Faces. Okay. If you like mystery, and you're listening to this show, if you like ghosts, if you like trying to be an investigator, this is a really cool, I hesitate to call it game, but that's kind of like what it is. It's an experience, I think, is better than anything. Basically, you become a character inside of the game, inside of a story, and you try to stop an unspeakable evil, just like a detective or a paranormal investigator. It's an interactive experience that comes to you every month in a box. There's clues, there's pieces to this puzzle, and you're reading things, you're looking at evidence, you're trying to figure out what this is all about. If you're into that sort of stuff, this throws you right into it. It's a monthly subscription box. Each month, you get clues, items, and correspondence that are delivered to you, which build up to a thrilling conclusion. It's like a new mystery all the time. It's just like you're in one of those, you know, bizarro TV shows, and you're trying to figure out what is going on here. You can do Empty Faces with friends for a game night, or join their online community to swap theories and ideas with people just like you. You got to try it. Another way I was kind of thinking the way I would describe it, you know, escape rooms, how those are, it's a mystery. You got to put the clues together and figure it out. It's like that being sent to you in a box almost. It's so neat. Check it out. Join their online community. Swap those theories and all on their website, emptyfaces.com. It's not for the faint of heart. Scary, creepy. It's a ton of fun. More people are joining this every day. So get in early. They only accept 200 new members a day. So check them out. Go to their website and apply for membership. Emptyfaces.com, and you'll get 10% off your first box when you use code GHOST. All in caps. GHOST. Can you stop the evil? Again, the code is GHOST, GHOST, all in caps, emptyfaces.com. Check it out. You're going to like it. 855-853-4802 is our number. And Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our next story. It says, hello. First off, I'd like to apologize for getting Tony's name wrong the first time I wrote in. I believe I called you Terry. Not sure where my brain understood that. My story is another experience of my own. Back in the late 90s, I was at my cousin's house. I live in Texas. It was a hot summer day, and my cousin and I were in her room, probably playing with Barbies since we were both young. Her room was directly across the small hallway from her parents' room, and both doors were open. I saw something move in the hallway out of the corner of my eye and looked up to see a man walk into her parents' bedroom. He was wearing a green and white vertical striped shirt and blue jeans. He looked real. I thought for a second it was my uncle, but then it occurred to me that I could hear a distant sound of a lawnmower in their backyard. I asked my cousin if she saw the man walk into the bedroom, and she said she didn't, but that was enough to scare her and me into running outside to get her father. Not only was he not wearing the green and white shirt, but he also wasn't wearing a shirt at all. We told him about the man that we saw, and he, of course, went inside to check out the house to make sure there wasn't a man intruder. To this day, I still have no idea who I saw. Another story I have involves my mother and who she thought was me. My mom just had surgery for kidney stones. The doctors had given her some medication to help with the pain and sent her home to recover. The surgery and medicine had messed with her sleep schedule. She was often asleep during the day while us kids were at school and wide awake at night. One night in particular, she was up late watching TV when she felt herself starting to doze off. Next thing she noticed was something sitting on the reclining seat next to her on the couch. There was an armrest and a cup holder that separated the two recliners. Mom thought I had woken up in the night and come to check on her. I often would sit next to her on the couch and lean my head over to rest against hers. She leaned into me halfway and rested her head against mine. She thought it was strange because my toenails were not painted in their usual polished way. They were bare. She then drifted off to sleep. Next morning, she noticed my toenails were painted blue and asked me, "Did you paint those this morning? You weren't wearing that last night," to which I responded, "No, what are you talking about?" She explained to me what happened the night before and how she had felt me there next to her and had seen my bare feet. I told her I never woke up at any point in the night and my toenails had been painted that color for over a week. My family has had many experiences in the house I grew up in. The house isn't ancient, reasonably new when I bought it, and no one has passed away inside of it. I believe it's a pass-through for many traveling spirits. We've seen shadow men, spirits, felt evil presences, heard people yelling our names, or even knocking on doors and ringing the doorbell. Nothing ever seems to stay around long enough. Thanks for reading. Love the show and plan on becoming an EPP very soon. So, having an experience when you are on some sort of medication, that leaves room for possibly being explained away of some sort of a hallucination. But I would certainly say the first part of the story where she saw the man in the striped suit walking through the house, unexplainable. Very, very paranormal.
What's up with the lawnmower?
Well, Dad was out there mowing.
Okay. So many points of the story. The man and the lawnmower, and then the toenails is the part that really got me. She was on the medication when she saw the toenails?
Yeah, she was on the medication, and she was kind of drowsy, and she thought that the daughter was there. And I'm not just saying that this could not be a paranormal thing. It could be, but those drugs can do things to you. I've never hallucinated visually seeing anything, but I know it can happen. Have you ever had that experience of hallucinating while on anything, whether be legal or illegal, or just being really out of it, being sick or something?
Really being sick, being almost so exhausted that you almost feel intoxicated. There's a few situations there. What I can remember is the only surgery that I've had in my life is wisdom teeth mm-hmm. were removed. And whatever they put you on when you come out of it, in the car ride home, I don't necessarily know if there was hallucinating going on, but I'm just thankful that I got my wisdom teeth removed when we were not in the day and age where everything was recorded and moms and dads just rolled the cell phone video and then used it as blackmail years later in life. Probably be the closest that I ever came to that. How about you?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, the closest I've ever come to hallucinating, I mean, the one surgery I had when I got my appendix out, I don't remember anything
only a
of.
A few years ago now.
Yeah, last year at this time, really, I was still in recovering. The gas they give you, all I recall is them putting it over my face. And then the next thing I remember waking up in the hospital. I don't remember anything or hallucinating or anything of that nature. But I have hallucinated, not visually, but audibly. I can say it happens sometimes when I'm falling asleep. When I'm halfway there, I will hear things that are not really going on. Quite often I'm falling asleep and I'm listening to a TV show. Quite often I'll fall asleep to Frasier and I'll have that on the background. And I've had moments where I'm halfway asleep. I'm still hearing the show, and I've listened to these episodes a gazillion times, so I know them, you know, front to back. And all of a sudden, you know, the sleep timer will turn the TV off, and my mind will continue running with the episode. And sometimes my mind will take the episode in a direction it never went. And I've seen them so many times, I know when something is not right. All of a sudden I'll be like, wait a second, that doesn't happen in this episode. Like, what the hell? And then I'll wake up, TV's off, I'm not hearing anything, but I'm thinking I'm laying there hearing this. I've also had situations where I've been almost asleep, and I will swear to God I hear like a door slam or something really loud, just a loud bang. And I can't even say it's necessarily a door. It just sounds almost like an explosion. And sometimes I'll think something happened outside. I'll go look. Nothing's happened whatsoever. But that's actually a thing. And it has the strangest name. It's called exploding head syndrome. And apparently it's a very common psychological condition that occurs with people when they're in that state. It's like some sort of audible, like your mind clicking over into dream state. Your mind, the audible area is already in the dream. The rest of you is not. So you start, you know, getting the audio, but you're not seeing the visuals. It's almost like the old school tuning in the television. It's like, oh, the sound's coming in great, but I can't see shit. It's
exploding head syndrome.
Yes.
Who told you this was a thing?
I've looked it up.
Because if you Google,
yeah,
you Google anything,
you'll find it.
and get legitimate, credible, air quotes, sources. Exploding head syndrome.
That's
can you be treated for this?
No, it's not. It's nothing you really need medicine from. It just happens with people. And I don't know if that's the technical term for it, or if that's like more the jovial term for it. Maybe there's a more medical term for it, but this seems to be the common one that is used, and it refers to the bang or the explosion type sound that a lot of people have when they're in this state. That seems to be the most common, is the boom, and you're like, whoa, what was that? And it's so startling, you wake up, but it's not paranormal. It really is just a state that anybody can really go into, some more common than others. I don't have it all the time, but I don't know, I'd say maybe once or twice a year it happens.
Sounds absolutely terrible. And you reference it is falling asleep, and when you're about to sleep, that's when it occurs?
Yeah, like right when you're about to switch over. Around the time where, you know, when sometimes you're sleeping, and if you're walking or running in your dream, sometimes your legs will start to move if you're not fully asleep. You're like, whoa, that was weird. It's around that moment, around that time where part of your body is awake, part of your body is not. And that part that controls the I'm conscious area has not flipped over. So that's about where you're at.
And I've had situations where you're almost asleep and it's not an explosion, but your arm will move or your leg will twitch or your foot will twitch and will almost wake the rest of your body up, including your mind or not. And to your exploding head syndrome, falling asleep, I think I have had situations like that similarly, but they involve consuming a burrito for dinner that evening.
Burritos can do amazing things. Yes, if you really want a good dream, go run for the border before going to bed. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi, you're on the air. Let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, my name is Alicia. I'm calling from Western Maryland. I've been listening to the show now for about a year, and I've been thinking of a lot of experiences that have happened to me throughout my life. But I figured I'd start with kind of like a chain of stories that's happened within the past 9 or 10 months. So back in October, my uncle passed away very unexpectedly, basically from kidney failure. It was very fast. It was like my mom called me. I was at school. She called me in the afternoon to say that my uncle has been placed on hospice care, and then called me about an hour later to say that he had passed away. So it was very sudden and very unexpected. But that night, you know, I'm driving home. I was at college at the time. So I was driving home, and I was sobbing. And all of a sudden, I started to smell this very peculiar smell. So my uncle had always smoked Captain Black tobacco. And it's like this very sweet kind of chocolatey tobacco smell. And my whole car started smelling like it out of nowhere, which was, it was very heartbreaking, but also like very comforting to know that he was there with us. After the funeral, I was driving home, and I go to school in the mountains. And so at this time, the weather had been really bad, and it had been raining a lot, and it was extremely foggy. So I'm driving, and it was to the point where I couldn't see the road or anything around me. And I'm in a white car, so I was really afraid that somebody wasn't going to see me. And they were, this might be coincidence, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this black car appeared in front of me. And it followed, I was following it all the way to my exit off the interstate, back onto like the main roads of the town that I was in, where there wasn't any fog anymore. And as soon as I got into town, the car literally vanished. Which is crazy. So that night, I'm unpacking everything after the funeral, and I go down to my car to get the last load of stuff, and I open my car door, and the whole car was filled with smoke, and it smelled like that Captain Black tobacco again, which I just kind of burst out crying, because I was just like so sad, but it was so nice to know that he's kind of watching over me that day. And then the last part of this story is about a month or two after the funeral and everything, I was talking to my mom about how I felt really bad that I couldn't be with my uncle when he had died, or I couldn't have visited him more in the years leading up to his passing. And I was just dealing with a lot of emotions from that. And that night I went to bed and I had this really weird dream where I walked into my house and there was this man standing there that I didn't know, but he told me, "Do you want to see him?" And I didn't have really control over me. It was more like I was watching it happen. And I said, "Yes, I want to see him." So I walked down my hallway into my living room, and my uncle was sitting on the couch, as I remembered him when I was like really young, back when he was probably in his 30s and 40s. And I'm watching myself break down sobbing and apologizing and saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And he just kept telling me, like, he kept kind of stroking my hair saying, "It's okay, I'm at peace." And when I woke up, I mean, I still felt really bad about not being there for him, but I felt much more comforted and at peace because of it. So let me know what you guys think about this story. I hope that I can hear it online sometime. Thank you.
What do you think?
I believe that her uncle was a very big part of her life. I think when your mindset in a volatile place, when you're talking about the loss of someone, a lot of emotions involved, that you can, and driving, doing a lot, she's talking about moving and such, that your brain can do a lot of things to you. I think it's a combination of her thinking about him, that smell. I can remember my grandpa, my dad's dad, there's a, he and my grandma, a very interesting smell, but you always knew you were at grandma's house. It was the combination of cigarette smoke from my grandma smoking and Wrigley spearmint gum, because that is what she would chew after she had the cigarettes. Not the most amazing smell ever, but the memories and the emotions that she associate that. And every now and again, I'll just randomly smell that. So I think it's possibly her uncle saying hi. I mean, I don't think that he was doing anything bad or scaring her or mean-spirited, but that's my take on it.
I agree. I think it's just one of those things where when you're able to pick up on some of those senses like that, it's extra verification. It's almost like the other side knew, well, you know, they could write this off as this or that, but if we add this into the mix, it's really going to tell the story and really going to give you the know-how or the knowledge that this is, in fact, who it was. Have you ever smelt anything where, you know, you otherwise really shouldn't be because the person isn't there or there isn't anything there at all?
Not at that exact moment. I think it's more of a you randomly smell something and then it takes you back to that moment. I do know it's not necessarily scent, but a feeling. And again, a lot more common, but you get goosebumps on your neck. For example, I talked to my dad last August, my grandpa's birthday. He passed away back in 1994, but his birthday is August 18th. And I remember talking on the phone mid-August to my dad, and we had just brought up a story involving him, and his birthday was coming up, and he visits him. He's in a mausoleum each and every year. So we were talking. I called him back. I said, "Hey, Dad, say hi to Grandpa for me." And goosebumps, very large up the back of my neck. So that was a very cool moment. It didn't involve scent. But there are situations for me that I remember that I start talking about them or a specific person that has passed, and there is then that follow-up reminder, almost they're saying hi. What about you?
I've never had it where it was a loved one. I do have one thing, I guess. I've talked about the antique store where I suddenly smelled tobacco smoke out of nowhere in just this one area. And I thought, oh, it's this rug. And then I'm walking back to the antique store to leave on the way out. No smell at all. It was just there. Very, very strong. Like someone was smoking a pipe right next to you. It was weird that it went away. If it had been an object, it would still be smelling 3 minutes later. But I do have this one jar that I got from my grandparents' house, and it used to hold the candy, the lemon drop candies. And I remember being a kid going and always asking my grandma, "Can I have a lemon drop?" And so I would get it, and it's this old ball jar, you know, blue glass, that sort of thing, tin screw top. And to this day, if I go over to that ball jar and open it up, and I've put new candy in there since, in the last couple of years since they've passed, I have it, and I refill it with candy for the kids. And no matter what candy I put in there, no matter how much candy I put in there, the darn thing, when you take a whiff of inside the jar, still smells exactly like their house did. And if there's one thing you'd think wouldn't smell like the house, it would be inside of an airtight candy jar. But it's the strangest thing. I can smell that jar, and it's like I'm in grandma's house, and it's the smell does not go away no matter what you put in it. So I've not washed the jar either because I kind of like it. I'm kind of like, it takes you back. And it's the smells are such a unique thing to homes, where when you live in the house, you don't smell it. But when you visit someone's home, it's like, oh, that house has that scent or this. And it's not always bad. It's just the unique identifier of each place. So
everybody has stories, but I would be rest assured, folks tuning in, scent is the one most sense that we possess that can so quickly take you back to that moment, whether it's something that happened in your life or involving a loved one. Mm-hmm. above all else.
It is. It is ranked number one on that. I really dread the day of getting really old if that, like, that dies down, because I know taste can, but scent is always just something where it's like, I hope I never lose that. I hope it never gets really bad. I hate it when I have a cold and I can't smell.
And to those that don't have a strong sense of smell, I apologize. You're missing out on so much in life. I very much apologize.
It really sucks to be you, but Sean is a super smeller, so he doesn't care. I honestly don't think I can smell quite as good as I used to. I think it has gone down a little. How about you?
I think if anything, it's gone opposite. And really? Every single time. Yeah. And working in radio, as we both do, I've traveled a bit more than you. Mm-hmm. But it's a job, much like any many careers, that you move around a lot. So for me, when I move into and I always call my mom to let her know that, yes, we are related. I am a distinct relative of you, because my mom, short of a perfectionist, the most unjudgmental, judgmental person you'll ever meet. She's really amazing. But specifically, I remember growing up, we moved around a bit, and the smelling of a new apartment or house, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, almost to the extent of, really? Like, why is your nose 10 feet up in the air? Just take a deep breath, calm down. It's fine. Get some Pine Sol, we'll clean it up. So for me, when I move into new places, or just you randomly smell something, I will stop whatever I am doing and literally take a minute or two to try to find out where a smell is coming from. So it's a situation where I guess I hope that my smell becomes a little bit less sensitive than it is.
Yeah. That's kind of neat that it still is improving as mine is going down as I'm getting.
And it annoys the heck out of you when you look forever trying to find where that smell is. Yeah. It's that one spot in your house, and your friends come over or colleagues come over, and you almost want to ask them, do you smell that? Do you smell that? Here, come over here. Stand on this tile. Yeah. Stand on one foot. And smell? Can you smell that? I have no idea where that's coming from.
There are advantages when the kids put something down the garbage disposal and nobody has run it, or it's stuck in there, and everyone in the house in the kitchen is going, "Oh my God, do you smell that? That's horrible!" And I have a room of three girls all going, "Ah!" And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "I'm good. I'm gonna. I'll hang out in here. I don't smell anything." And so there are perks, but I think I'd rather endure it than have it go away. 855-853-4802 is our number. One more story today. Hi.
Hello, Tony and Jenny. My name is Renee, and I'm from the Philippines. I've been a fan of the show for more than 1 year now, and I'd love to share my own story. So this story happened when my grandmother was just a kid. So it was year 1930. So it was in southern Philippines, where I also grew up. And yeah, it happened to his father, which is my great-great-grandfather. And I'm not sure how to categorize this, because this involves a physical entity, not really a ghost. So here's the story. So my grandmother said that his father, his normal activity is to go to the sea and get some fish for dinner, or also for lunch, and you know, to sell some of them as well. So during that time, electricity hasn't reached our place yet, so it's dark. She said it's just lamp that keeps the place lit up, and also the moonlight. So it was like 2 to 3 a.m. when my great-great-grandfather went out and headed to the sea. So it's going to be a mile walk from their house to the ocean. Now, it was just moonlight, and while on the way, it's almost like 20 meters from the ocean to his boat when he noticed someone is coming. Now, he can't identify it, but he said it looked like a man approaching. So what he did is did the normal thing, try to greet the person and ask how the sea and how's the catch, and the person did not respond. And as the person gets closer, he was shocked that the person was not touching the ground. So he, you know, did a normal thing, you have to run away because that's the weirdest thing he's ever seen. And yeah, he was able to run for like, you know, 10 meters or something like that. But he said he was grabbed. Someone grabbed him on his shoulder, and they were literally flying. So this is the part that I don't really believe in 100%, because yeah, he said he was grabbed like, you know, a bird grabbing a prey. And when he looked up, he can't identify it, but it looks like a man that's flying. And he said they're literally flying above the ocean, and he can't do anything about it. He just, you know, he tried to fight back because, you know, he has to go back home to his family. He tried to fight back, and he tried to hit the creature. And luckily for him, he said he was let go. He was trapped on the ocean, and fortunately, he knew how to swim, being a fisherman. And he said he swam for like 20 minutes until he reached a cay. You know, a cay is like a sandbar, a small island in the middle of the ocean. So yeah, he waited there until someone arrives to, you know, to get some help or to rescue him. So that's the story. He actually told the story to his neighbors, and what happened is that the village leader decided to ban fishermen from going out, you know, until the sun rises. And yeah, it was actually a great story. I'm not sure if it's, you know, if it's really true, but what do you guys think? Yeah, I haven't shared this story to anyone, but yeah, thank you and keep it up.
What do you make? What do you think?
Family story. Lots going on in that. So this is a friend of his?
It's a family member.
Family member. Running on the beach and essentially somebody chasing him, grabbing him, mm-hmm. fighting off. Here's the way that I take it about it. The family member is going through something in their life, and I'd be curious to find out whether it was troubles at work or mounting debt or something that was slowly catching up with this person, mm-hmm. that they were subconscious.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
About could be anything from a mortgage payment to they lost their job and they have bills upcoming. That's my take on it. I don't think that a physical being I just think it has a lot to do with the mental stress of something that is just continuing to creep up that for whatever reason this family member cannot calm down or slow down or kind of take that. What's your take on it?
Yeah, it's one of those things where sometimes you get stories like this that are passed down from family members to family members, and sometimes they're somewhat fantastical. And that's not to discount paranormal things happening, but I think sometimes people may have, the story may have started out with, and I had this dream, and it went down that road. But as the story gets passed down and passed down, the first part of, and they had this dream is omitted, and it ends up becoming, and this happened. And then it's because it is very much something where it seems like it could be interpreted like a dream, but being told from the perspective of it's not a dream, and this is something that could have happened. So almost like a lesson or what word am I looking for? Not parable, but I guess parable would be the correct term for it. But like a children's nursery rhymes, children's cautionary tales, things of that nature, where they're told for a reason, not necessarily literal, but you can get a lesson out of it. That's kind of how I would take.
And I think it's a situation where when you hear something, whether it's gossip at work or passing down through generations of a family, if it's kind of a boring vanilla story, you're not just going to be transparent and transcriptual and say it as such. You may add a little flair, and then the next generation, and so and so and so, and then that may very well be the case in that.
Yeah, I could see that. Thanks for writing in and sharing that experience with us. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP extra podcast person on the website at ghostpodcast.com. You get access to every single bonus episode that is out there. So check it out, ghostpodcast.com. Help keep the thing on the air. New bonus episodes every single week at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Sean, I'm Tony. Thank you for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.